starring Joan Davis in the Village Store, Jack Healy, manager. And here is the star of our program, Joan Davis.
How's that possible? He was just drafted last week, and he hasn't seen any action anyplace.
I know, but yesterday he backed into a porcupine and got all his points in one place.
Tonight, the Fallon Air is accompanied by Eddie Paul singing the new Calypso hit, Come With Me, My Honey.
The bachelor population of Trinidad, say the situation is very bad.
Something is happening to make the girlies swoon every time they hear the croon.
Come with me, my honey, there's a moon aglow. Come with me, my honey, come with Calypso Joe.
Pretty little Bonnie,
pretty little Bonnie,
I will love you so. Come with me, my honey, my honey bunny, that's the song of Calypso Joe.
Come with me, my
come
honey,
with me, my
come
honey,
with me, my honey,
come with me, my honey,
sing Calypso Joe. If faster population can't understand why he should be such a popular man, think they will find a girl to marry the fat girl, or then he sing only to her. Come with me, my honey,
come with me, my honey,
there's a moon aglow. Pretty little bunny, my honey bunny, Calypso Joe, the Romeo, he loved him so.
He's a king.
Calypso Joe, we like to know the way you go
when you sing.
Come with me, my honey bunny. That's the song of Calypso Joe.
Joan Davis has finally persuaded Jack Healy that he's been saving his money long enough, so Jack has withdrawn his entire savings, $500, from the bank. We find Joan offering Jack suggestions as to how he can spend it.
Now, Jack, $500 is a lot of money, and I don't want you to spend it foolishly. Now, I'd suggest you buy something very practical. How about a silver fox jacket?
No, I don't think I'd look good in a silver fox jacket.
But I would. However, if you don't want to buy that, how about a diamond necklace?
Nah, I don't look good in diamonds.
I do.
Well, I'm sorry, Joanie.
Well, I'll give you one more chance. How about a slinky, strapless evening gown? No, I take that back. Neither one of us would look good in that, would it?
Joanie, this is my money, and I want to spend it on myself.
Well, don't you think you ought to spend some of it on me?
No, I don't.
Look, Jack, you consider yourself a typical American man, don't you?
Of course.
Then you must know it's an American custom for men to spend money on girls.
Oh, what do we Frenchmen know about the crazy American custom? Look, Joanie, I don't need your help in spending this money. I practically decided to buy a speedboat that I saw out at Lake Muldoon.
A speedboat? Oh, Jack, that's wonderful. Just what I wanted, a boat. A boat to sail the seven seas. Well, I'll start with one boat now, but then I'll build it into a fleet. I'll have my own navy. Just think, my own navy.
So, Miss Davis.
Please, it's Admiral Davis to you. What's it you wanted, Miss Cartwright?
Well, I wanted to see you.
Very well, come aboard, landlubber. Pull up a bosun's mate and sit down.
Just what Miss Davis bragging about?
I just told her I expect to buy a speedboat, and she got all excited and took over. Look, Joanie, if I buy this boat, it's going to be mine, and I'm going to run it. And don't you forget it.
Mr. Haley, sir, that is mutiny. I will see you hanged from the highest poop deck in the Navis Navy. Davis Navy. Now get below. Ahoy, boy. Ahoy, boy. That's what I want, a boy about 6 foot high.
Oh, buy a speedboat?
Yeah, I got $500 right here in my pocket.
You have? Oh, well, then I'm very glad I came in. You see, Mrs. Blimp is in charge of the Swore Bond drive in town, and she's just appointed me a sales captain. I want to sell Jack a bond, a $500 bond.
A bond? But, Penny, I had my heart set on a speedboat. I've been buying bonds all along,
oh,
and I...
Oh, now, Jack, you know you're going to buy a bond.
Well, he'll buy that after he buys the boat. Remember our fleet, Jack?
Yeah, our fleet. I'm taking my $500 to start our fleet.
Oh, you're going to take your $500 and buy a bond. You know you can't refuse me when I turn my big blue eyes on you and ask you like this. Now, can you?
Man the guns, Davis. This destroyer is scuttling our fleet.
Oh, she is, Abel. Just let her try it now, batten down her crow's nest.
Oh, please, Miss Davis, stop carrying on. Now, Jack, about the bond. Are you buying one?
Well, of course Jack is buying a bond, but he's buying it from me. Aren't you, Jack?
I am?
Yes. Oh, but Miss Davis, you haven't been signed up with Mrs. Blimp as a bond salesman.
Well, I was just on my way over to the post office to see Blimpy about that.
Oh, well, if that's the case, I guess it doesn't make any difference from whom Jack buys it. However, I would like to build up my sales. So if you buy it from me, Jack, I'll give you a kiss.
Yeah, but if he buys it from me, I'll give him a kiss. I lose more sales that way.
I've already promised to buy it from Joan, Penny.
Oh, well, as long as you're buying one, I don't mind. I'll see you later. Goodbye.
What's the idea of telling Penny I'm going to buy a bond from you? I want to buy a speedboat.
Well, you can do both. I'll go sign up as a bond captain, sell you a $25 bond, and you can use the rest of that $500 to buy a speedboat. Isn't that a good idea?
Yeah, but I was just thinking, maybe a speedboat is an unnecessary luxury.
Well, maybe you're right. Let's see now. How can we spend our money? Maybe we ought to just split it in half, huh?
Get your hand out of my pocket. Before you milk me out of this moo, I think I'll go and buy that speedboat.
Old customer, I... Holy smoke, Jack. Pipe the beard on this guy coming in.
Yeah, his face looks like he's wearing his head upside down.
How do you do? I should like to purchase a quart of some liquid that will kill mosquitoes.
Okay, will you take it with you, or shall I spray your beard here?
Please, no remarks about my beard. Young lady, perhaps you'll wait on me. Or do you, too, see something humorous about my facial adornment?
Well, of course not, but there's just one thing I'd like to know.
What's that?
Is that your nose in the middle, or are you wearing a fire break? Well, that's the most ridiculous beard I've ever seen.
And what is so ridiculous about it?
It hides half your face.
I know. Aren't you sorry you can't grow one? Now, all I'm here for is some mosquito spray. May I have it?
What do you want mosquito spray for? There aren't any mosquitoes in the village this time of the year.
There are in the vicinity I'm working in. My hands are swollen from bites, and it's affecting my work. And my work requires a steady, delicate hand.
What kind of work do you do?
Oh, miss, if you don't mind, I'll just take my mosquito spray and go.
Okay, here you are. That'll be a dollar even.
Thank you. Here's the money. Good day.
Peculiar-looking guy, wasn't he, Jack? He must be a stranger in town. I never saw him before.
Oh, forget about him. Let's go over to the post office so you can sign up with Blimpy and sell me that $25 bond. Then we can go out to the lake and buy my speedboat. Mm-hmm. Or maybe we should buy something else, like a yawl or a skiff or a sloop. Joni, do you like a sloop?
Eh?
I said, do you like a sloop?
Sure, boss. I like a tomato sloop. Say things like that, I don't have to wait till morning to hate myself.
He's Big Bad Bill from the Badlands, and he's riding into town tonight.
Oh, I'm rough and tough and ready, and my trigger finger's steady.
And his dukes is always itching for a fight. Yippee-yi, yippee-yo-ki-yay. He's Big Bad Bill from the Badlands. He's a better shot than Dan O'Boone.
Ain't nobody draws quicker when I shoot a man, I snicker.
Him that crosses him is loco as a loon. He's so doggone tough that when he sees a rattlesnake around, he ties a dozen knots in him and throws him on the ground. He's Big Bad Bill from the Badlands, and he's riding into town tonight. Yippee-yi, yippee-yo-ki-yay. Yippee-yi, yippee-yo-ki-yay.
tonight.
Oh, my wife won't let me out tonight.
Yippee-yi, yippee-yo-ki-yay, yip-yip, yippee-yo-ki-yay, yippee-yi.
I don't know if I'm doing the right thing spending $500 on a boat.
Well, I've been thinking the same thing. Maybe I ought to put all the money into war bonds.
I guess you're right. Still, a speedboat would be a lot of fun this summer.
It certainly would. Jack, maybe we're too close to this problem. Let's ask an outsider what we should do. And whatever he says, we'll do.
Hello, Miss Davis. Hello, Mr. Haley.
Oh, Dave Street. I'm glad you came in, kid. Jack and I want to ask your advice. Now, before you say anything, think carefully, because our decision depends upon your answers.
What do you want to know?
Well, if you were us and you had $500 to spend, would you invest it in a speedboat or a war bond?
I'd buy a war bond.
Is that your honest, unbiased opinion?
Yes.
How about a dishonest, biased opinion?
Are you sure you'd buy a bond instead of a speedboat?
I'm positive.
I think we're asking the wrong guy.
Everybody's buying war bonds. It's more important now than ever.
I think Dave is right, Jess.
Yeah, but look, Dave, maybe you better sing while Joni and I give a little serious thought to what you just said.
Stay as sweet as you are. Don't let a thing ever change you. Stay as sweet as you are. Don't let a soul rearrange you. Don't ever lose all the charm you possess. Your loveliness, darling, the way you say yes. Stay as sweet as you are. You're divine, dear. Stay as grand as you are, and as you are. Tell me that you're mine, dear. Young and gay, or old and gray, near to me or afar, night and day I pray that you'll always stay as you are. Young and gay, or old and gray, near to me.
Nice, Dave. And while you were singing, Joni and I thought about your advice. You said you'd buy a bond and not a boat. We decided that you're right.
I knew it.
Yes, sir. We're going to let you buy the bond and we'll buy the boat. Nah, I'm only joking. I just decided I'm going to put the whole $500 into bonds.
Oh, I'm glad you said that, Jack, because I feel the same way about it.
Good.
Of
Come on, Joni. Let's go over to the post office and see Blimpy so you can sell me that $500 worth of bonds.
Okay. Well, here's the post office.
Yeah, booth. Hello, Mrs. Blimp.
Hiya, Blimpy.
Hello, Miss Davis. Hello, Mr. Haley.
How are you doing, Blimpy? Are you selling many bonds?
Oh, yes. I'm selling quite a few, mostly to men. It seems men can't pass by because of my pulchritude.
What did you say?
Said the men can't pass her because they're hawk patrolled.
Please, Miss Davis, no remarks about my weight. I just happen to look a little bulky today because I'm wearing this Sloppy Joe sweater.
Don't you think you look a little untidy in that outfit?
On the contrary, I think I'm the picture of studied carelessness.
It must have taken a lot of studying to look that careless.
Look, Blimpy, we're in a hurry. I want to sign up as a bond salesman so I can sell Jack a $500 bond. But
Miss Davis, don't talk so fast. I can't understand you the way you garble your words.
What do I do with my words?
You garble them. Garble, garble, garble.
Oh, grab this turkey, Jack. Poultry's getting scared.
What do you two want here?
Joni came in to sign up as a bond salesman.
Oh, good. I'm glad to have you, Miss Davis. But, do you know anything about salesmanship?
Do I know anything about it? Why, it isn't commonly known, but my Uncle Willie was famous in sales history. You heard about the salesman who sold a refrigerator to an Eskimo?
Was your uncle the salesman?
No, he was the Eskimo that bought him. What kind of a question is that, anyhow?
Well, I guess you can handle the job, Miss Davis. There isn't much difficulty in selling war bonds. People just come up and buy them. I'll just enter your name and give you the form.
And I'll buy the first $500 bond from Joni. Oh, by the way, Blimpy, whose picture is this on the desk? Is this your boyfriend?
Heavens, no. The postmaster left it here. It's a picture of a criminal who's wanted by the FBI. They say he's a desperado. There's $1,000 reward for his capture. Here are the bond application forms, Miss Davis. Now you go out and sell as many as you can.
Yeah, I'm going to sell one of Jack right now. Come on, Jack, let's go over to that desk there so I can make out your application. What are you carrying the picture of that criminal for?
Well, he still looks familiar, and I'm trying to figure out where I've seen him before. Oh, look who just dropped into the post office, Scarlett O'Harrigan.
Hello, Miss Davis. Hello, Jack.
Oh, hiya, Scarlett.
Hiya, Scarlett.
Jack, whose picture are you looking at with that faraway look in your eye? Is it mine?
No, it's a picture of some crook who's wanted by the police, and I'm studying his face because he looks familiar.
Oh, well, let me see it, Jack. Well, he looks familiar to me, too. He looks a little like the man who gave me a ride in the train in his car.
Scarlett, you mean you accepted a ride from a stranger? How could you? Do you realize what accepting a ride from a strange man can lead to?
No, what can it lead to?
To Pomona, if he's going that way. You shouldn't do things like that, Scarlett.
Well, this is the first time I've ever done it.
Oh, stop kidding me.
Well, it is, Miss Davis. I never accept rides from strangers. When they stop their cars, I turn my back and don't even talk to them.
You don't, eh? Honk, honk. Going my way, babe?
Oh, thank you, Miss. I'll be glad to accept a ride. Miss Davis, you tricked me into that.
Yeah, and I did it without a car, too. All I said was honk, honk. An aggressive duck can pick this kid up.
Scarlett, you shouldn't do those things. You never know who the man might be. I have no use for a scamp who would ask a girl to get into his car.
But, Jack, how can you say that? Last week I saw a beautiful blonde get into your car.
It's different when a girl gets in my car. I'm a perfect gentleman, and nothing ever happens, does it, Joan?
Definitely not. His pet Nicky's too icky.
Well, I'll have to run along now, and don't worry about me, Jackie. I can take care of myself. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Come on, Jack. Let's get back to the store. Gee, I'm going to miss that speedboat, but I'm glad you bought the bond.
Yeah, me too. Gee, I wish I could remember where I saw this crook. Wait a minute. I know where I saw him. Joni, give me a pencil, quick.
Here you are.
Now, look. I'll just draw a beard on this picture like this.
Yeah.
And this.
Yeah.
There. Joni, who does this look like now?
Well, I'll be doggone. That's the guy who came into the store for the mosquito spray. Let's tell the police.
Now, wait a minute. Why bring them into it? If we can capture this crook ourselves, we'll get the $1,000 reward.
Say, that's right. Then we can still buy a speedboat. Oh, Jack, this is wonderful. Wait a minute. Where are we going to find him? How do we know where he's hiding?
We don't, but we got a clue. Don't you remember his hands were all full of mosquito bites? Where do you find mosquitoes this time of year?
I don't know. Did they come back from Capistrano yet?
I know where you find them. At the swampy end of Lake Muldoon.
Well, come on. Let's get the car and get right out to the lake.
Okay, I'll be with you in a minute.
Amor, amor, amor. This word so sweet that I repeat means I adore you. Amor, amor, my love. Would you deny this heart that I have placed before you? I can't find another word with meaning so clear. My lips try to whisper sweeter things in your ear, but somehow or other, nothing sounds quite so dear as this soft, caressing word I know. Amor, amor, my love. When you're away, there is no day, and nights are lonely. Amor, amor, my love. Make life divine, say you'll be mine and love me only.
I can't find another word with meaning so clear. My lips try to whisper sweeter things in your ear, but somehow or other nothing sounds quite so dear
as this soft, caressing word I know. Amor, amor, my love. When you're away, there is no day, and nights are lonely. Amor, amor, my love. Divine, say you'll be mine and love me only.
Amor,
amor, amor.
End of the lake. The swamp is damp and clammy. A fine place for a crook to hide.
Yeah, these darn mosquitoes are biting me to pieces.
Yeah, they're biting me too. I'm full of bumps.
I'll say you are. Holy smoke, look at the size of that peculiar shaped welt they raised on your neck.
Please, that's my head.
Oh, brother.
We better go quietly. It's getting dark here.
Yeah?
I think there's an old deserted cottage right ahead. Come on, Joni, and be careful where you walk in this swamp. I think... Joni, stand still.
What's the matter?
Stand still. There are two crocodiles at your feet. Oh. Now, don't move. I'll beat them over the head with a stick. There!
Ow!
Joni, did those crocodiles get you?
What crocodiles? You were hitting my feet. I'm wearing alligator shoes.
I should have brought a flashlight.
Hey, Jack, look. There's the cottage you mentioned, and there's a light shining under the door.
Yeah, I'll bet we find our crook in there. Now, let's sneak up on him.
Okay, but wait a minute. He's a dangerous criminal, and you're unarmed. He may have a gun. Jack, you can't go in there.
Joni, you're right. I can't go in. There's only one solution.
What's that?
You go in.
Yeah, but supposing he's got a gun and he shoots me.
You have nothing to worry about. I'll hear the shot and run for the police.
Oh, fine. I'll go down in history as the dolly with the hole in her noggin.
I got an idea. Hmm? I'll use this corncob pipe in my pocket as a gun.
A corncob pipe? What good is that?
Well, it's dark and he'll think it's a gun. Besides, we'll take him unexpectedly.
Yeah?
When I count three, we'll crash down the door and take over by surprise.
Okay, we'll take our party by surprise.
Ready. 1, 2, 3, go!
Who are you? What is this?
It's a surprise party. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Oh. Well, we got him cornered, Jack. Pull out your pipe quick and tell him to stick him up.
Stick him up, bud. One false move and I'll fill you full of Bull Durham. full of lead. What's the idea of breaking in here, you two?
Quiet. Keep your hands up. Ha-ha! You have a printing press. So you're counterfeiting money. Joni, get some of that money for evidence.
Okay, I'll... Why, Jack, we owe this man an apology. He's not making money.
He's not?
No, he's helping the war effort. He's printing war bonds. Yeah, and I think... war bonds? Well, why, of all the contemptible things, war bonds.
Why, you ought to be ashamed of yourself, mister. That's the lowest thing anybody can do.
Yeah, there's a bond drive on now, and everybody's buying bonds to help get the war over. And what are you doing? Trying to cash in on it. That's pretty rotten, mister.
Are you two patriots buying war bonds?
Of course we are. I just bought a $500 bond.
Yeah, not only that, we're taking the $1,000 reward money for your capture, and we're putting that in war bonds, too.
Come on, bud. Let's get going to the police headquarters.
All right. Quit shoving.
You know, Joni, I'm sure glad we're buying those bonds.
So am I, Jack, and I realize now that this is no time to stop buying bonds. We can always get a speedboat after the war is over. Why, we'll be able to get a better one then, too. And not only that, we can get married and spend our honeymoon on it.
If it's all the same to you, we'll just buy the boat.
Well, if that's the way you feel about it, very well. We'll buy the boat. I'll be the captain and you'll be my mate. Okay?
Okay.
Okay what?
Okay, I'll be your mate.
I accept. Let's make it a church wedding, Jack.
Another visit to the village store. Joan Davis, proprietor, Jack Haley, manager. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.